at midday. The government's insolvency, sir.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime at the Copacabana!
Good afternoon.
Thanks.
How are we? Welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up.
Yeah.
you again and again and again and again.
Some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
So good afternoon. As I said, welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up. How are you? Happy Saturday to you. I hope you had a great week. It's good to be in your company today. Thank you for tuning in. I've got a great show for you today. All the usual stuff. Got cover from another. We've got Take 5, Danny's Choice. Lots of chat, lots of your messages and requests. And we're also joined in the studio today. We've got a couple of special guests coming in. Really excited about that. Just after one today, we will have in the studio Dan Brothers, Tony Curl. They are involved, well, it's their film, in a film called Legacy, which is due out in September. They're going to be in the studio talking to me about Legacy and about their careers and finding out a bit more about them. I've been chatting to Dan lots this week. Really fascinating guy. So I hope you're going to stay tuned for that. Put the kettle on. They're going to be on air about 1:10, hopefully. And as I say, they'll be talking about Legacy. And talking about the other involvement with the other films they've got ongoing at the moment as well. So that's going to be really good. But any questions for those guys or anything for me, if you just want to say hello, do get in touch. You can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Or if you're on social media, and who isn't these days, eh? On Instagram, The Weekend Wind-Up, same as Facebook as well. And on Twitter, @SpenPhoenix. So do get in touch. As I say, it's your show. You got any birthdays, shout outs, celebrations, or you just want to have a moan about something? Let's face it, who doesn't? Let's get in touch and we'll get the conversation going. I'm with you till three today. And as I said, we've got some great music. And this next track is exactly that. It's from our A-list. This is the man that I've been bigging up for the past 3 years. And I'm pleased to say, he's doing very, very well. Don't know who it is. I mention him all the time. This is Tom Grennan, his brand new one, All These Nights.
Off the ground, out of control, and I can't stop climbing. Look what you do to me, look what you do to me. I've been thinking lately, thinking about you. I've been thinking lately, you're somebody I don't wanna lose. Touching, and all I wanna hear is you to say you love me. If all of these nights been leading to something, 'cause all I wanna hear is you to say you love me.
In the passenger seat and strap in for a high five on drive. Join in the fun with our never-ending story, my world-famous poetry podcast, great music, top guests and local travel reports.
Well done! Well done!
So join me, Stuart Pink, weekdays 3 till 6 on Phoenix FM Drive, in association with St. Francis Hospice.
Out of my dreams.
Billericay Food Bank, Brentwood Community Transport and Frontline Partnership. These charities and others in your community are supported by us here at Essex Community Foundation. A donation to us is a gift that keeps on giving, because we invest the money you contribute to provide support for Essex charities year after year. Visit our website at essexcommunityfoundation.org.uk to donate and learn more about how we support local charities.
Players Lounge Billericay is the most unique venue around. With a 4 metre wide full HD screen, we show all the biggest sporting events. Plus, our piece de resistance award-winning Golf Zone golf simulators are available with or without our very own PGA Pro. Our FIFA-approved 4G indoor football pitch is perfect for training or leagues, and book the kids into the Xbox Game Zone for the ultimate party package. Players Lounge Billericay, open 7 days a week from 9 a.m.
Come
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It is indeed. You're listening to me, Spencer, on the Weekend Wind-Up. How are you doing? So I've had a message in from Lucy. Hi, Lucy. Lucy's one of regular listeners. And she said she's had a really tough week this week. She's looking forward to some great music. She's got the windows open, music blaring, and finally chilling after what has been a challenging few days. Absolutely. That's what we're here for. Sorry, my mic's got all funny. Bear with me a second. There we go. And yes, great, Lucy. So I hope your week's not been too bad. Thanks for tuning in. And if you want something played, do let me know. Get back in touch. But look after yourselves. Hope you have a great weekend. Also want to give a big shout out as well to Sarah. Now, Sarah's messaged in saying, could I wish Terry a very happy 40th birthday? Absolutely. Terry, sir, happy birthday. Have a good weekend. She doesn't say what you're up to, whether you're out and about the weekend, but I presume you are celebrating. If you are, good. If you're not, why not? Get out there and celebrate. And if you're out having a good time, be safe and have a great time. Send in some pictures. Always love seeing your pictures out and about in town during the week. And also, can I give a special hello? Now, John messaged me in the week. John's a listener, and he's not been in touch before, but he messaged in the week asking me just for some details about the show. And absolutely, John, I'll get that stuff to you. Thank you very much for getting in touch. Really appreciate it. And appreciate your lovely comments as well. Thank you. Stay tuned for today's show. As I said at the top of the hour, we've got some guests today. We've got Dan, and we're talking about Legacy today, the film that he's involved with, that he's directed. He's basically an all-round industry legend, really. He's in, and Tony as well. Tony's one of the leads in the film, and they're going to be with me just after one today. So any questions for those guys, as I said, send an email in, radio@phoenixfm.com, or hit me up on social media, and I'll make sure we do read those out on air as well. Now, the past couple of weeks, it seems I've played obituary songs for people, doesn't it? We've had Olivia, etc., the sad losses of those industry icons. And this week, we saw the loss of Darius Dinesh. And I just wanted to pay tribute to Darius, really, because I think when Darius first came out, if you were old enough to remember Pop Idol and those kind of programs, when Darius first came to our attention, it's fair to say he wasn't taken seriously. I think the media kind of chewed him up a little bit and spat him out. But he was confident and in his belief and in his talent, and rightly so. And he came back the next year for Pop Idol, didn't he? And he kind of just, he blew everyone away. He went on to fulfill his ambition about having a number one song, number one album. And I saw him on stage, I think it was in My Fair Lady or something. He was fantastic. The man had such a talent. He's a real presence on stage. And it's absolute loss to the industry at 41 years of age. It really is. So I thought, what can we do today? Let's play. He's got a number of songs we could have played, but I just wanted to play this. This brings back so many good memories, this song. And a safe journey, sir.
Jealousy swells and it won't go away in dreams. Feeling yellow, I'm confused inside. A little hazy than mellow when I feel your eyes on me. Feeling fine, sublime when that smile of yours creeps into my mind. Time with your friends and not me instead. Feeling back when I think about all of the things that I feel I lack. Feeling jaded when it's not gone right. All the colors have faded and I feel your eyes on me. Feeling fine, sublime when the smile of yours creeps into my mind. Nobody told me.
Phoenix FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Okay, so you got your first travel update of the day today. The roads are looking exceptionally busy. Now, on the M25, as you come from junction 28 to 29, that's heading towards Lakeside. That's very congested at the moment, so just avoid that. I mean, traffic is moving, it's just a lot slower. Now, on the stretch of road on the same side from 29 to 30, that's actually extremely busy at the moment, and traffic is being held due to a broken down vehicle. So that's between junction 29 and 30. I would avoid the area if you can. It's looking like it's going to take at least 45 minutes to clear. On the opposite side, so heading from Lakeside, heading towards the A127, that's also got a minor accident by the looks of it, which is causing some problems. So just avoid the area if you can. Now, the B186 around the station is looking exceptionally busy. Surrounding roads in Lake Thurrock are also busy at the moment as well, and that's a mixture of the build-up on the M25 problems and also the weekend travel and traffic as well. So just be mindful of that. Now, on the London Underground, as we know, train strikes today. No overhead services on Greater Anglia Network or C2C. And that's having a knock-on effect because there's also an underground issues today as well. There is a part suspension on the Bakerloo line. There are minor delays on the Central line. There are severe delays on the Circle line. The District, Hammersmith and City, Jubilee and the Metropolitan line have also got severe delays now as well. And there's going to be a closure on the Piccadilly line and the Victoria line from 2 o'clock this afternoon. So basically there are no trains anywhere, so check with your travel providers before heading out if you really do have to travel, but the advice is please do not use public transport.
Phoenix FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
I'll be repeating the travel every hour, as you know, so don't worry about that. I'll go through the problem areas within the next hour as well, keeping you updated with what's happening. A brand new one from Mabel there, Let Love Go. That's also on our A-list as well. If you want to check that out, go onto the website www.phoenixfm.com and click on the A-list and you can see the new tracks that are on there. Now, I just want to let you know, tomorrow on the arts program, it's on tomorrow afternoon, we've got Carol Harrison from EastEnders coming in. She's going to be chatting about her new modern musical, All or Nothing. And Annie Hayworth's also going to be coming in, talking about the mental health challenges faced by young people in the arts industry. It's always a cracking show. That's on tomorrow afternoon. So make sure you check it out. It's the arts program, and it's always a really, really good show. So make sure you, you listen in. I'm really thrilled to say the 1975 got a brand new album coming out, buzzing on this, and particularly this new track. This is the lead single, Loving This. This is part of the band.
She was part of the Air Force, I was part of the band. I always used to burst into my hand. And my imagination, I was living my best life, living my parents' way before the pain penance and verbal penance. And my cancellation. And I fell in love with a boy, it was kinda lame. I was Rambo and he was Paul Verlaine. My imagination. So many cringes and heroin binges. I was coming off the hinges, living on the fringes of my imagination. Oh yeah. Enough about me now. You gotta talk about the people, baby.
PhD.
The toe bag chic baristas, Sydney's on the communist keisters, writing about their ejaculations. I like my men like I like my coffee, full of soy milk and so sweet it won't offend anybody while staining the pages of the nation. Oh yeah, Xanax and a Newport. I take care of my kids, she said.
Looking for a team of heroes to care for your loved one? At Brentwood Care Centre, we are passionate about delivering high quality care, and therefore we have a team of heroes to ensure your loved one is in safe hands. To find out more about our residential, dementia and nursing care services, call us on Brentwood 508 459 or visit our website rchcarehomes.co.uk. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
At Elan Fire and Security, we like to give you that secure feeling and the peace of mind to know the people you care about and your assets are in the safest of hands. We're your one-stop shop for security with a wide range of intruder and fire alarms, CCTV systems, access control, fire extinguishers, and much more. All provided with the personal touch you'd expect from a family-run business. Visit elansecurity.com to find out how to get in touch.
Set in the heart of Brentwood's beautiful woodland, Hartswood Golf Club is the council's jewel in the crown. With our tree-lined fairways and eye-catching course features, both new and old, Hartswood offers something for golfers of all levels. To book a tee time, give us a call on Brentwood 214 830 or visit the Brentwood Borough Council website for more details. Hartswood Golf Club, Brentwood's hidden gem.
I can't.
Yeah.
That's for Jamie. Jamie's on a lad's night out tonight. He's asked for a drumming require. A bit of an old school there. Jamie, have a good evening, my friend. Don't know if you're out celebrating, but whatever you're doing, have a good time. Now, obviously, we're moving things forward this week. We're moving things around because my guests are in the studio. I'm really pleased to say they've turned up. Tony and Dan are here, so they'll be with you just after one today. So get the kettle on ready for a great chat. Now, I'm going to play today's Danny's Choice. Danny's been in touch, and he's picked a bit of a classic today. And I'd forgotten this track existed, I'm going to be quite honest with you. I think, what was this, 85, 86, something like that. But Danny, thanks for today's choice, my friend. Really appreciate it. Great choice. Keep them coming in. Anyone got any suggestions for Danny as well, do let us know.
Tomorrow brings. I need to live in dreams today. I'm tired of the song that sorrow sings. And I want more than I can get. Just trying to forget. I'd walk to you through rings of fire and never let you know the way I feel. Under skin is where I hide. Love that always gets me on my knees. And I want more than I can get. Just now, I want it now. Don't tell me that my ship is coming in. Nothing comes to those who wait. Time's running out the door you're running in. So I want more than I can get. Shadows in the field.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 1, people heading to football matches, concerts and festivals are among those being hit by another rail strike. Only around a fifth of the normal number of trains are due to run, with some areas having no service at all. Unions have walked out over pay and modernisation plans. Dan Paynes from the Rail Delivery Group is urging them to return to talks.
Nobody wins in the event of strike action. You've got staff who are losing out on pay, you've got customers having to make different plans, and from an industry perspective, it's potentially significantly damaging. The people that we are turning away today because we've not got any trains running may decide not to come back in the future.
A 23-year-old man is appearing in court in Greater Manchester, accused of abducting and sexually assaulting a young girl. The 6-year-old was snatched from Droylsden on Wednesday. Sacked P&O Ferry staff have reacted with anger to news that the government's insolvency service won't bring criminal proceedings. It sacked nearly 800 seafarers without notice in March and replaced them with cheaper agency workers. Winter planning in the health service has started earlier than usual. NHS England's chief executive has written to hospital trusts warning of substantial pressures in A&E departments. To sport, Tottenham are taking on Wolves in the opening Premier League game of the day and attempting to maintain their unbeaten start to the season. So how are they doing? Live to Guy Swindles.
Well, it's Spurs nil, Wolves nil, but Spurs have been on the receiving end for most of the first 20 minutes or so of this match. Wolves have played superbly, as they usually do at Tottenham. They've won on 4 of their last 7 visits. Nearest they come, though, to a goal, to excellent efforts by Neves that have flown just wide of the post. Spurs need something now. It's nil-nil.
Guy, thank you. 4 games will kick off from 3, including Everton going for their first points at home to Nottingham Forest. Arsenal are at Bournemouth in the late game. Rangers are being held 0-0 at Hibs as they try to make it 4 wins from as many Scottish Premiership matches. That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So we're looking at maximum temperature this afternoon of 25 degrees. It's going to be pretty cloudy this afternoon. There might be some light rain spells coming in around tea time, but still feeling pretty warm and tonight. Though any showers will fade away, cloud will disappear as well. Clear skies through the night, minimum temperature tonight of 12 degrees. And tomorrow, pretty much the same really. Sunny spells during the morning, turning cloudy in the afternoon, the occasional shower as well around tea time, but remaining warm and dry for most. 25 degrees tomorrow, and Monday to Wednesday next week looking pretty much the same, and starting to heat up again Wednesday onwards. We're talking 28, 30 degrees, but we'll keep you posted on the weather each and every hour.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Kicking off the second hour with Kelly Clarkson, and after this, Dan and Tony.
It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone, you're dedicated. You took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone. All you'd ever hear me say is how I picture me with you. That's all you'd ever hear me say. But since you've been gone, I can't breathe for the first
love that woman's voice. Kelly Clarkson, since you've been gone. Now, welcome back to the second hour of the Weekend Wind-Up. And as promised, I'm joined in the studio. My guests are here today. So before I introduce them, just give a rundown. I'm joined by Dan Brothers and Tony Kell. They are in here talking about the new film Legacy, as well as many other things. So it's really great to have them in the studio. Welcome, guys.
Hello, hello.
Thanks for having us.
How you doing? You all right?
Good.
Enjoying the sun?
Good. Yeah, absolutely. So thanks for coming in today. So, as I said, we are talking about Legacy, but before we go into the film, introduce yourselves to the listeners.
I'm Dan Brothers. I've really started writing and acting, I guess, during the pandemic, first lockdown, trying to get a bit of sanity by creating a bit of content and getting stuff out there, and it's spiraled massively, I think it's fair to say, over the last few years. Some shows I've been in, some of the things that I've written, and now moving on to directing and producing, it's just been a bit of a massive whirlwind, but thoroughly enjoyable.
And is this kind of, has this been a departure for yourself? We'll go into the film in a moment. Has it been a departure from like your previous kind of industry experience?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I'd done really previously was a bit of theatre work, and as much as I enjoy that, this is a totally different kettle of fish. So it's absolutely love it, and long may it continue.
Well, that's what they say, isn't it? If you love what you're doing, it's not a job, is it?
It's not a job.
Absolutely.
No.
Tony, what about you?
Yeah, so I started off modelling originally, and I'd always wanted to be an actor, but I didn't go to drama school. So I had to take the long route around myself. So I had to, first 3-4 years, doing extra work, and then built my portfolio up. And yeah, and now to today, we've got my first lead role in a feature film, so 11 years down the line.
I think the thing is, and obviously drama schools have a really important place in the industry, absolutely they do, and they're really good grounding for talent. But sometimes you don't need to go through drama school if you've got a passion for it and you've got a talent for it. You just do your own thing and you branch out, and that's what you do. So let's talk about Legacy. Introduce the film. What's the premise of it?
It's an old-fashioned, well, it's a modern-day gangster film, but with old-fashioned values. So good old-fashioned gangsters who don't take any nonsense off of anyone, have a lot of money, a lot of sway, but it's all set in modern-day rather than trying to recreate something that happened when the Krays were around or when Goodfellas were around. So it's based around Tony's character, who is Rob Saviour and his family, and they've created this legacy or a name around themselves, which involves a lot of money, a lot of businesses, and it's centered around the people that try and do them harm and try and steal that money and do harm to their family. So it's quite a complicated film in terms of the amount of people that are all trying to get involved at the same time, as well as the police involvement. So it's a good premise with I think quite a good ending, which you probably didn't expect.
And where did the idea originate from?
It originated from a previous film I did, which is coming out on DVD later in the year. But there were some scenes that I wrote for that I couldn't squeeze into it. And I thought of a way to put them into a different kind of category of a film. So I had 3 or 4 scenes. I was like, oh, that looked really good. Let's create that around this sort of... And I had an idea for some sort of gangster film, but I didn't really know how I wanted to do it. And it all sort of landed together at the same time. Around about our sort of second lockdown, so had some time to focus on it and went, let's build a script around what that would look like. And everyone who read it really liked it, and we sort of ran with it.
So was it kind of well-rounded from the start, or was it a case of you had the nucleus and the ideas and then, oh, well, this could work, and we threw this in and it just built from there?
No, to be fair, I sent Tony a few weeks ago, I found the original script on my phone called Mob. And it was about 15 scenes of an idea and a bit of a short film. And I think it just escalated. When I spoke to a couple of people, they said, this could be really good if it was a feature. So it just escalated and got bigger. And I think the original draft was sort of 15, 16 scenes. I think we ended up with about 49. So it's going to be a really good feature now. But yeah, it started off as just, as you said, a bit of a nucleus of ideas and things I think the end user would like to see on a screen. And then built up the characters' backgrounds and everything from there.
And Tony, what's your journey to the film? How did you get involved with it?
Well, I got a message from Dan out of the blue and said, like, you've got a perfect look and I'm wondering if you'd be interested. And of course I said, yeah. I read the script and I just fell in love with it straight away. Just amazing writing. And yeah, like, respect to what Dan's done. Like, he's got all these people in for a no-budget film, and you know, it's
and how did you come? Bear in mind, you said this was your first, your first lead in a film. How did you prepare for that? Like, because obviously somebody, you've gone in and you said, you know, you wanted to get in the industry, you've kind of done your craft and whatever, but how did you make that leap into a lead role? Did you find it challenging or?
Yeah, yeah, I know. Like, reading the script that much, like, before I'd done, like, you know, bit parts and, you know.
And improvisation.
Yeah. And then, but when I read a script this big, I was like, I was a bit nervous at the start, to be honest, but. You know, Dan was so easy to work with when we got on set. It becomes so easy in the end.
So, Dan, how have you kind of balanced? So, as an actor, how have you made that transition to a director? How have you found that?
Well, I put myself in the film as well, so that gave me a bit of a heads up. But it's a tough one. But I think a lot of people make films based on what they want to see, or what they want to write, or what they want to create. But where I come from is what I think the end user wants to see. When you're sitting at home watching Netflix or Apple TV or whatever it is you're watching, whatever you subscribe to, what is it you want to see? And I think if you go down that route, you end up making something very, very different rather than just what's in your head. So a lot of things I watch on TV, I think, well, it's been done before, it's boring, it's repetitive, whatever it might be. So my creation process was, let's do things that haven't been done before. Let's try and do a couple of things where it's a bit, for especially for an indie film without a budget, it's a bit risky to do, but let's try it because it probably, I think I've got a way I can make it work, and let's give it a go. And I think if more people were focused on what the end user wants to see rather than what a network tells them what they should do.
Exactly. And how long has the filming process taken? When did you start?
We started filming in March. And we've just wrapped last week. So the filming process has been a good five or so months. The casting process before that was sort of 3 or 4 months, and then the writing before that as well. So it's probably been 16 to 18 months in total.
And talking about the casting process, who else is in the film?
So we've got Dave Courtney, who's a household name, is... plays Tony's dad in the film. His family, there's a lad called Richard Crichton who plays his brother. There's a couple of really good young girls in it, Adele and Sophie, who play the children of his nieces essentially. Roxy Couture, Chantel Page, Ed Lawton, Sean Stone, Stevie Ritchie, Bobby Robertson. There's a real wealth of good actors in there who. Yeah. And hopefully it'll help elevate them a little bit, because there's some really good talent that just perhaps isn't well known, and in my view should be a lot better known.
Yeah, well, that's the downside of the industry, isn't it? Because it's so frustrating, isn't it, when you see this talent and it's not being recognised.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then, dare I say, you may see some getting recognised that perhaps are not as well. Anyway, we'll move on from that one.
Yeah.
So has this kind of, is Legacy a standalone film? Is it part of it? What's your next project to link into this?
It's very much open to a sequel. I've started writing actually, so as long as we get funding for it, it'll happen. And then a prequel or an origins, whichever way you want to look at it, all around, centered around Dave is the lead character with Tony and Richie sort of, but with them coming up through the ranks, how they made the money, how they got into the business. So it's a three-parter essentially, if we get the funding, based on the first one, which is all looking really positive so far.
Brilliant. It's a loaded question, but what makes a good actor and a good director, do you think?
Do you want to go first, Tony?
Throw you under the bus, yeah.
Well, what makes a good actor, in my eyes?
Yeah.
About
6'2",
wearing a suit.
Yeah. Don't try too hard.
Yeah, make it natural.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's got to be as natural as possible. I think if you try too hard, people can see that you're trying to act. That's just my opinion. That's what I've seen. And I just think you've got to be as natural as possible. and get into that character.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. I think we've all worked with people over the years. Sometimes you get these method actors who take it very, very... And sometimes it's just do it, and it just organically will work, and it just makes it feel more... And I'm exactly the same mindset as you. And what about you, sort of, Dan? What makes a good director?
I think what I said before is focusing on not what you're doing right now, but how it's going to look at the end. And I have loads of conversations with our DOP and the makeup artists and saying, actually... That's great, all the things we're doing, but how is it going to look at the far end? Is there anything else we need to do to make sure that that's going to... The people understand the story from A to B to C, because we understand it because we know the script, and we see it, and we're directing it. But do they understand... Will the end user understand what's going on throughout the whole process? And I think if you continually look at the end user's journey, then I think you'll get there. But I think too many people focus on... here now, what's on this call sheet, what's on there. There's times when we've been looking through the scripts and I've gone, well, that doesn't make any sense. Why do we go from that to that? So we've had to make changes there and then. Blame the writer. But I think that's constantly being open to flexibility, I think, is probably the best way of putting it.
And what do you think, sort of, with just moving away from the film for a second, if we think of kind of the industry as a whole, particularly in the movie industry, what do you think there's anything missing in the movie industry at the moment? Because I was talking about this the other week too. There's a group of lads local to here, they do an online podcast and they review movies, and it's very successful, and they kind of they pick films that you wouldn't normally kind of associate with them. And we got into a whole discussion around kind of, you know, popular films versus films that haven't done well, but for some reason people like and stuff. Do you think there are any gaps in the industry at the moment that's missing? For me, I think that investment in smaller films is really key, and I think there's all the big focus on, and you understand why completely because of financial reasons, but there's all the big glossy ones. But for me, there needs to be a refocus on kind of the smaller ones, the ones that really underpin the industry. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think... The talent that is available at amateur level, if that's what you want to call it, is huge, and they should be getting the opportunity to go and do the next Jurassic Park or the next Marvel series or whatever it might be. But I think it goes through loads and loads of different phases. If you look now, horror is massive, and it's flooded. You can go anywhere and see another zombie film or a vampire film or a series. And I think the balance is needed. I remember when me and my wife got together, there was loads of rom-coms we could go and see all the time. And I'm not a massive fan, but you sort of think they don't really exist anymore. People try and go down the action road or just the comedy. And I kind of think that there's an old-fashionedness to me that wants those feel-good films. You could put a film on and not have to really focus on it all the time. And you can sort of, you can watch it in three parts if you want to. But at the moment, everything, if you look at Jurassic Park or the films that are coming out at the moment, I feel like you have to be really immersed and glued into it to kind of even just get the storyline, let alone anything else. So I think there needs to be a bit more of a just light-hearted feel-good stuff out there.
And I think, funnily enough, Jurassic Park was one of the films we discussed with the group when they come in, and it was universal agreement. It wasn't very good.
No.
It wasn't. So much money was spent on it.
Too many of them.
And it was just really kind of empty. It was so much going on and so much noise, but it was like...
It didn't feel like a dinosaur film anymore. It felt like
it was slightly James Bondy. It's the opposite of what I want from a film. There was no heart to it. It was very plastic. Yeah. Anything. We'll be back after these ads.
Are you fed up with your photocopiers and printers? Are you getting a poor service and being overcharged by your current supplier? Maybe you're simply reviewing your requirements. Whatever your reason, the KJL Group are your local managed print company, providing honest, transparent and cost-effective contracts for a variety of machines to meet all your needs. Contact the KJL Group today at kjldocs.co.uk. KJL Group, for office technology made simple.
These days, sustainable business really does make sense. Ensuring your business is running as efficiently as possible, saving money on energy bills, lowering its carbon footprint, it's a great place to start. And if we told you your business could qualify for a low-case grant of up to £10,000 without payback to help it grow and grow greener, would you want to miss out? register your business interest today. www.locase.co.uk. Grant funding for greener business growth.
With summer in full swing, now's the perfect time to extend your living space with a single-storey glass extension or conservatory, or provide a seamless transition to the outside with sliding patio or aluminium bifold doors from SCHBAC. And to make it more affordable, SCHBAC are offering up to 35% off their extensive range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. However you want to bring the outdoors in, visit SCHBAC.com. To get your quote today. Terms and conditions apply.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So welcome back. I'm joined, as you know, by Tony and by Dan. We're talking all things legacy. So when can we expect to see the film?
The premiere tickets went on sale last night, which is good timing for this show. We've got London screening in Hackney on the 29th of September and Northampton on the 30th of September. And then one down in Port Talbot on the 21st of October. Tickets are all online. I'll send you the socials if that's all right. But we can. After that, it'll probably be spring next year by the time it gets to Blu-ray and on demand. But we're the premieres. There's some good locations for the screenings.
So as I said on the show page after every interview, you know, on the station website we'll have all the socials for Dan and for Tony and for Legacy as well, so don't worry about that. But just to let people know, so Legacy on Facebook, memory here, is Legacy 2022.
Yeah,
that's on Facebook. And on Twitter it's Legacy Film.
It's not on Twitter. It's not on Twitter. Facebook.
Facebook. And it's on Insta, though. Insta, yeah.
Legacy Film.
Legacy Film. So check that out. But we'll have them all on the show page anyway, as we say. Now, I've had a couple of messages in. So James has a message in saying, I really, really want to try and get into the industry and I'm really keen on being a director. Any tips?
Write something that you're really passionate about, because that'll always be the best thing for you to direct, because you'll have a really good understanding about what it is that how you wanted to look at the final piece, and get involved in a few projects if you haven't already. Feel free to drop me a line and you can come along for a few days on the next one we're doing.
That'd be amazing.
We're quite an open book. Everyone understands that, if I can get one person an extra opportunity they didn't have before, then that's my job done, as far as I'm concerned.
And just leading off on that, actually, when people talk about writing, you talk about mentioning writing, and this might sound a strange question, how do you write? How do you get from what's in your head down on paper?
I think everyone's got a different way of doing it. Mine is to envisage those powerful scenes I want to see, and I won't give it away too much, but this started from a scene on a rooftop, this whole film, and I sort of wanted this image of someone going to or was throwing someone off a rooftop and it expands. So I can come up with three or four powerful scenes that you think the end user would want to see, and then build up around there. What characters do you need for that? And I'm not talking about put it onto a proper program, just write it all down, do a bit of mind map. Which characters you need, what are their characters' background, do they need family, do they need backstories? And then you've kind of got a center point. That's the hard bit to come up with. The easy bit is then finding out what those people do as day-to-day jobs, or their families, or why are they doing what they're doing, what brought them to the position they're in. And that'll give you a good base.
I suppose it just flows, doesn't it? It just evolves and goes from there. So, Tony, I've had a message in from Richard, a message in saying, how do you cope? Are you nervous on set, and how do you cope with nerves when performing?
You wouldn't be human if you didn't get nervous doing something you love. Anytime I go to start filming, I'm nervous at the start of the day, building up to it. But as soon as action gets said the first time, after that, all your nerves go. You just get into it, get in the zone.
And how was it been? Because you've got some big characters in this film.
Yeah.
You know, big actors. How did you all gel together quite quickly?
Honestly, we've all become like a big family now. We all talk daily. Most of us talk daily. Like, we're all planning for the premieres, all to stay in the same hotels and make sure.
Yeah.
Honestly, couldn't ask for a better cast and crew, honestly.
And that will come across on screen, obviously. You can always tell, you can always tell, can't you?
Everyone was just so down to earth and welcoming, and it was just amazing, wasn't it?
And that's probably the thing that I didn't expect to happen, is that everyone has gone so well. In my head, I think people come do the scenes and go away and then wait for the release, but there's been some people who have probably made lifelong relationships and friendships, yeah. And that is fascinating to see, that almost social experiment of people becoming really, really family-like, isn't it?
Yeah, it has been since day one.
Absolutely.
Because I think sometimes you can go onto a film set, can't you, or even in a theatre production, and sometimes it just doesn't gel.
No.
It just is, we're doing the job, and yeah. And I've no interest in seeing you the minute I've finished. we've all been had those experiences, so for it to work like that, it is amazing. So what's the future hold for you both? What are your plans for the future?
So just continuing with my acting, giving 100% all the time, because about 2 years prior, I weren't giving 100%, I weren't putting myself out of there, but now, this has happened, you just got to give it 100% and go 100% all in.
And you have to remember, it's the toughest industry.
Oh, that's it.
For rejection and stuff, it's so easy to lose motivation, isn't it, and energy, because it's the toughest. And I think people who are not in the industry do not realise just how tough it is, mentally on you. It's just really tricky.
Like I say, about the family thing, me and Dan have become close now, and we've started collaborating on a film together, and good times ahead.
And that's the way to do it. You build up your network.
Yeah.
You build up your network, and you just make friends and associates on the way. And that's, I've seen it myself happen. Everyone helps each other, don't they?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
And where can people find you, on the socials and whatever? Are you on Instagram? Or?
I'm mainly on Instagram, and it's at Tony Curl Official.
Brilliant. So they'll be on the show pages as well. Dan, what about you? What's the future?
Yeah, we've just put in funding for the next project, which is based on a book that I wrote called Mr. Hyde. And that, if we get funding for that, that'll be the next project from a director point of view. And there's a few acting roles in the pipeline, which I'm quite looking forward to. But the next year probably holds, there's a couple of little documentary bits, but Mr. Hyde and then Legacy 2 is probably the next focus.
And am I right in thinking, did you write a book on, did you write a book on Jack the Ripper?
Jekyll and Hyde,
sorry.
Yeah. So Hyde is a scripted version of that, which we've applied for funding for, which is looking quite good. So that could be in next year's film.
That'll be interesting.
It's, again, a modern take on an old story, which I love doing, because I think so many stories have been told the same way over and over again, but actually put a slightly different spin on it, it becomes a very different story.
And is that already published as a book? Is it out there already?
Yes, Amazon Prime, $2.99.
Okay. Listen, get that plug in. Why not? Absolutely. So, this is kind of like the film script of that.
Yeah, yeah. And if we can get it off the ground the way we want it to happen, then it'll be a smashing film.
Well, look, if there's a role for a middle-aged guy with a face for radio, do let me know, because I'll catch you up. And where can people find you on socials?
Mainly Instagram, which is Dan_Stagram13, and I am on Twitter, DanBrothers13.
As I say, all of these socials will be on the website as well, as we know that, so that'll be on. So thank you very much for coming, and really appreciate it. Good luck with the film.
Thank you very much.
Send us links to obviously the premiere dates as well, we'll feature those, that'll be really good, and make sure you come back in, don't be strangers.
Thank you very much for having us.
Shut up and drive. Shut up. Shut up and drive.
Phoenix FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Okay, your latest travel for you. The roads are still looking very busy at the moment. I'll go through the problem areas. On the A128, as you head towards Wilson's Corner, looking heavily and congested at the moment, so avoid that if you can. And on the A128 around Herongate, that's also busy as well, looking like there's a broken down vehicle. Now, the problems on the M25, between Junction 29 to Lakeside Thurrock Junction 30. There is a significant accident which is causing the road to be closed at the moment. This is heading from the A127 towards the Queen Elizabeth Bridge. So avoid the stretch of road if you can, because once you get on it, you won't be getting off until the road is opened. And that's causing significant tailbacks almost up to Junction 28 now. And on the other side, as you head towards the Brook Street roundabout, so the M25 turn-off from the A127, heading towards the Brentwood turn-off, that's also congested as well. Traffic is moving just a lot slower than usual. The A12, as you leave Gallows Corner, very heavy with traffic at the moment as well. Now, public transport, as you know, there virtually is none today. No services on Greater Anglia Network, no services on C2C. And on London Underground, every line has problems at the moment, be it a park closure, severe delays, or a planned closure. So do, the advice is not to travel on public transport unless it's absolutely essential, and you will need to check with TfL if you are using the Underground as to when things are running. But we'll keep you updated on the travel each and every hour.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Okay, so now it's time for today's cover from another. And I've picked a bit of a 70s classic now, but bang up to date by a song that was only released yesterday. So I do hope you like this. Let me know which one you prefer. I'm torn with this because I absolutely adore the band that have done the cover version, but I love the original as well. So let me know and see which way this sways you. You can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Let me know, or hit me up on social media, which version you prefer. There we go. Today's cover from another. We had the original, obviously, by the 3 Degrees, their version of The Runner. And the cover version was by Steps with their version of The Runner. Absolutely. From their platinum album, which was released yesterday. Which one do you prefer? Do let me know. Email me, radio@phoenixfm.com, or hit me up on social media. As I say, you know me, I love Steps, but I love the original as well. So I'm kind of torn today. Be interesting to see, won't it, how this one goes. Just want to give a big thank you again to Dan and to Tony for coming in today. I hope you enjoyed the interview. It will be available on our show page by the end of the weekend. And it was great chatting to them. I'm really looking forward to Legacy. It sounds like it's going to be a great film.
If you've had a cough for 3 weeks or more, don't just ignore it. It could be a warning sign. A cough you just can't shake off could be a sign of cancer. It's probably nothing serious, but finding cancer early makes it more treatable. Your NHS wants to see you. Contact your GP practice. Help us help you.
St Francis Hospice, at the heart of our community. Caring for the people of Havering, Brentwood, Barking and Dagenham, Redbridge and West Essex.
With energy prices going through the roof, reducing heat loss in your home is more important than ever. At Vita Home Improvements, we offer free, no-obligation advice on the most advanced products that do just that. Whether it's increasing the natural insulation properties of your home or installing specialist loft insulation that can reduce your energy bills, we can help. For your free, no-obligation quote, call us on 01245 950 950 and make your first move towards a more energy-efficient home.
Hey, it's a mess out there. They can leave, but we don't care, we'll stay. I'm good right here. I've been waiting for you all year. Come play, make a mess right here. Do whatever, I like it weird, okay. Let them disappear. Say whatever you want to hear, just stay.
Dance. Dance.
that's one for tonight and beyond. We toast and then we cheers, all your girls are here. Something ain't right if you're young. It's crazy as a sound to take you down, so you can feel the vibe till the dawn. The energy is flowing, it keeps us glowing, so we don't need no light while you're on. I'm talking to you, girl. It's a new world.
Here you go, blasting the past there, Haywood with Roses. So heading out towards the news and the final hour of the weekend wind-up. One more track for me. I will see you on the other side after the weather with some more great music and today's Take Five.
Say you love me to my face. I'm needing more than your embrace. Just say you want me, that's all it takes. Heart's getting torn from your mistakes. 'Cause I don't wanna fall in love if you don't wanna try. But all that I've been thinking of is maybe that you're mine. Baby, it looks as though today, and don't give me time, 'cause that's not the same. Stay.